Hello and welcome to the Innovation Agency podcast. This episode is the first in a series from our brilliant Coaching Academy team. They're going to introduce us to some of the best models and frameworks that we can use to improve our work and life generally, as they can be applied in any setting. First, we'll hear from Juliet Kumar about how and why coaching can have a powerful impact.
Hi, my name's Juliet Kumar and I am the Associate Director for Improvement in Education at the Innovation Agency, and I'm going to talk to you about coaching skills today. And coaching skills is something that is really, really important to me because I firmly believe that coaching is transformational, and by learning to how to have better conversations, we can really improve many areas of our work and life, and really can help become more productive, to improve our performance, to make our workplaces better places to work, and to, you know, fundamentally improve how you have conversations with people. So I just want to talk a little bit about what coaching is and isn't, what are coaching conversations, what does it mean to have a coaching conversation, what type of questions can we use in coaching, and, you know, I'm going to just offer up a really simple model called the GROW model that anyone can use in any conversation, which will really help structure your coaching conversations. Before we start, I just wanted to say a bit about what coaching is. And just really simply, coaching is a dedicated space and time to have a non-judgmental conversation with a coach who can guide you through some activities to help you to learn how to solve a problem or to do a task better than by not having had that conversation, if you like. So really helping you create a space where you can think through not just the kind of the tasks and the actions, but actually how you might tackle a difficult conversation, or how you might overcome a fear that you're having around doing something. So here are some of the fundamentals of having a coaching conversation. And the number one, the most important one for me, is the principle that you should ask, not tell, someone what to do. And that is about really thinking about what it is you're trying to get out of that conversation, and framing it as a question rather than as an order or a command. If you, the minute you tell somebody what to do, you're giving them the solution and telling them how you want it done. And often, by doing that, people are really limited in how in their learning and how they can learn about something. So if you were to say, to tell someone what to do, as opposed to asking them, if you ask them, they actually have to go through the learning process, the thought processes in their mind around how am I going to tackle that issue, in given my skill set, given my style, and given what I feel able to do at this point in my development. So that's the number one principle, is always ask, not tell. So the other thing is to really help people build an awareness of their how they are in the room, if you like. So really kind of noticing their behaviour, noticing what they're saying, replaying that back to them so that they're really starting to raise awareness of how that might sound to other people if they were saying it. So there's a real continuum of coaching skills, and there's often a debate about what's the difference between a coach and a mentor. And very simply, for me, coach is a very non-directive space where people are being guided through a thinking process, where a mentor, on the other hand, is someone who is offering that space but may impart some of their own wisdom, if you like, or they might be able to tell someone how to do that if they've never done it before. Whereas coaching, you know, by by giving someone solution, you're kind of taking the coaching element out of it. So I would say that the mentoring aspect is where you would might offer solutions, tools and tips of how to do something, whereas coaching is really where the coach is able to pull that out of people, how they might do that using different frameworks, tools and techniques, and just holding that space. So there is a real continuum of coaching skills, from deep listening, paraphrasing is really important. So what and when you're paraphrasing, you might just recap on what you think you've heard, and you might say, so what I think I've heard you say is, and what that does, paraphrasing is really powerful for raising awareness, and raising awareness on its own initiates change, whether you like it or not, because once you know something, you can't unknow it. So that thinking process is start to kicking. Other coaching skills will be, you know, empathizing with somebody, clarifying, using questioning to clarify what you think you've heard, making sure that you bring conversations into the here and now. So how are people feeling right here and now? What's the impact of what they're saying on them? Really bringing those questions in, right through to getting them to present scenarios and the options that they might explore, and going right through to the giving advice. So a real fundamental skill for coaching is to be a good listener, and that's never as easy as you think. So it is a real active skill to listen to someone. So to do that, you really need to be present with someone, have no distractions, be in the moment, no devices, goes without saying, and really giving yourself as a tool to listen to that person who's talking to you. And people can really pick up on non-verbals if you're not listening. It's really, really important that you are there with them in the moment and being in the service of the person that is being coached. So I'm just going to leave you with one model that is really simple, and you can research this yourself. I'm sure you can use Google to Google this, but it's called the GROW model. That's GROW. And what the GROW model is it gives you four processes to work through. So G stands for the goal. So when you're having a conversation with someone, coaching conversation, you first of all, you establish what the goal of a conversation is. So you might say something like, okay, we've got 20 minutes to have this conversation. Where is a good place to get to if we are to spend time on your topic, on the subject that you want to bring? So that's setting the goal. So what that does is make sure that you're all constantly heading in that direction, and you can bring people back, check in with them. You might say, what I'm here you say is X, and what we said at the start was the goal was we're going towards Y. So where would you like to go now? And it just helps people guide them to their original goal, because it's often the case that you can go off in different directions when you have a conversation. So you ask them to establish the goal. The next thing is R, which is reality. So what is the reality of your situation right now? And often people can spend a lot of time in this space just really getting out what it's like for them working working within the context of the problem that they've got. So they can spend a lot of time in exploring what the reality of a situation is. So then once you've gone through reality, the next stage is to go to O, which is the options. Then you say to people, okay, given the reality of your situation, I've heard you say that X, Y, Z, what do you think the options are for developing a solution to this problem? And you encourage them to come up with some ideas. This is where they start to ideate up solutions, some ideas of which they can take forward and apply to their problem. So they might come up with two or three. And then you might say to them, okay, of those, which ones do you think will land the best, or which ones do you think you're able to take forward? What might be the challenges or the barriers that you might face in implementing those solutions? And so they can hopefully bring them to land on one way that they would like to take something forward. And then the W, the final one, is what next, or sometimes it's called the wrap up. So so after you've got explored the options, you get them to really set themselves in the future and say, okay, if I was implementing that option, what do I need to do next? Can I set myself a timeline? How will I know it's successful? Really, what are the next steps? So that's in a really simple way. That's a GROW model. And hopefully you can have a little practice with a conversation using the GROW model the next time with a colleague or with someone of your family members. And if you come to one of our coaching programs, I'm sure we'll be able to take you through that little model and really help you have some coaching conversations. So I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you get something out of it, and I really hope that you go off and try and practice some coaching skills. Thank you.
Thank you, Juliet. And you can find out about all our coaching courses on the website innovationagencynwc.nhs.uk. Thank you for listening.